goodness knows things are hard all over, but she feels she's imposing. You know, she wants to help. I may be a bit late this evening. I have something to discuss with Sokolov.
You spend more time there than you do here. Be careful, Victor, or I'll start thinking you're having an affair with Maria.
Marya Ivanovna's your friend, not mine. Besides, how can I talk to a woman who thinks that Balzac wrote Madame Bovary?
So there we were, the Strums and the Shaposhnikovs at home, or going off to work or school or the laboratory. An ordinary day, just like any other day. And then along comes fate.
Oh, Ludmila Nikolaevna, have you heard the news? We're moving back to Moscow. Not yet, obviously, but soon. They're going to pack us up and... Is something wrong?
Where's Vitya?
Victor? Well, I suppose...
Where is he?
In his office. He's in his office.
What is it? Can't it wait?
Lyuda?
Tolya.
A letter. This morning.
Is it? What does it... Seriously wounded. Can't write. Lost.
Dear God, what can we do?
He's alive. My Tolya's alive.
What can we... Well, we have to get out of here. Mm. Come on.
It was very sad. Like a story by Chekhov. Mama setting out alone on a dark autumn evening.